mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fourth day of January 2005. We're going to be live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, the governor of Baghdad, the appointed governor, was assassinated. There have been bombings all over the country, and more Defense Intelligence Agency, CIA, State Department internal reports are being leaked about how the war is unwinnable. The neocons howl that everyone must be killed in Iraq. That'd be a very interesting sight. Just kill everyone. Have it be a wasteland of skeletons. That would be bringing them freedom and love. Quite a treat after putting Saddam Hussein into power in 79. Our government did. Telling him to attack Iran. Ordering him to, funding him to, telling him to go ahead and invade Kuwait, giving him the weapons, having 13 years of sanctions that killed 1.5 million people. A good price to pay, Madeleine Albright said, for security in the Middle East. And now the neocons howl, kill them all. Just kill them all, newborn babies, kill them. I'm sure you've heard them. Why, they're subhuman trash. Just kill them. I actually hear subhuman on the news and read subhuman in the papers, and I thought somebody else talked about subhuman. And he was bad, I heard, but when our government does it, it's good. We're liberating them. Unbelievable. So many Iraqis were happy to see the U.S. go in there for the big global banks. They thought it was a real liberation. But after they saw the Baathists put back into power, almost all of them, well, they got pretty upset. By the way, they're claiming that al-Zawahiri, or however you pronounce his name, has been captured again. Of course, a year ago they claimed he was killed in another country, and then he's been killed three separate times and captured one other time, and they never retract that they've killed him or displayed his body. They just bring him back up again. Why, they've captured him again, Drudge is reporting. It's kind of like Chemical Ali. They killed him twice, confirmed it by DNA test shows, and then now, of course, they've got him in custody and have been parading him around for trial. Of course, they showed us wax figurines of the Saddam sons. I don't know. I guess I'm bad because I remember all the times that they captured al-Zawahiri. I mean, just over and over, and they killed him over and over again. And they never retract and say we were wrong, we didn't kill him. It's just we killed him again, and we killed him again, and we captured him again, and we killed him and captured him and killed him and... And the government's not stupid. Why do they keep doing this? They're just setting the precedent that they can claim that the sun doesn't come up in the morning and that the sky isn't blue and that birds don't tweet. And we'll just set the precedent that then the next day they can say, no, the sun actually does rise and the sky is blue. And the next day we never said it was blue. I mean, it's really getting as bizarre as 1984. It's amazing. Governor of Baghdad assassinated. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Hadari has been shot dead in a roadside ambush in the Iraqi capital. The highest profile assassination there since May. I never got to this yesterday. I want to cover it today. Headline, human hand behind earthquake and tsunami. I'm not saying that. The mainstream news is. Tsunami warning, failed to get through to Thai expert. He laughed at him. FBI clears terrorist of shining laser pointers at pilots. 8-year-old child tortured by U.S. forces. It's all coming up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, the fourth day of January 2005, now into the second segment, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls here in the first hour on any issue you'd like to discuss. And yes, I will go to your calls early in the broadcast. I took a week off, and I've just been chomping at the bit ever since I got back. But now I've settled down a bit, and I promise I won't wait 45 minutes into the first hour to take your calls. We'll start taking your calls coming up in the next segment. So if you want to get lined up, any news item, any issue, any question, any comment, come on in. Zero censorship or control over the First Amendment, my friends. We don't screen your calls. We just ask where you're calling from and what your first name is. And occasionally we ask how you're listening to see which AM or FM affiliate it is, or if it's shortwave or satellite or the internet, but you don't have to tell us that either. We just want to talk to you and get your take on things. But when I do take a lot of calls, I want to move past people quickly. I have a problem with the callers are so great with, you know, going over four or five subjects with you, and I make my comments, you make your comments, and we spend about 5-6 minutes per caller. Need to cut that down to about 2 minutes so I can get more of you on. I get a lot of emails, people call going, I can never get through, it's busy. We're going to try to fix that problem by rolling through these a little bit faster. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the second hour, Chris Milligan, who I really think has written the definitive book on the order of death known as Skull and Bones. And we just had a Skull and Bones election, and it goes into how Kerry didn't contest the election, how the thing was staged from beginning to end. Very important, and that'll be coming up in the next hour. He's really built upon the work of Anthony Sutton and Tex Mars and so many others that were pioneers in exposing this. And the book is 712 pages long. I read it about 6-7 months ago. It's about a year ago now. It's just an amazing book. It's the size of the Fort Worth phone book. I mean, it's about 3 or 4 inches thick and just amazing. So we'll be going over the history of it and who some of the top people in government are in both parties, and that's coming up in the second hour. And I really look forward to this interview with Mr. Milligan, who we've had on only once before. All right, let's just run to the news here. Governor of Baghdad assassinated. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Hadiri was shot dead as he drove in his armored limousine, in his armored vehicle, the highest profile assassination there since May. Attackers shot at his armored plated car from different directions as the convoy drove through northern Baghdad. Violence has begun escalating ahead of elections planned for January 30th. In a separate incident, at least 10 people have been killed and about 60 others injured in a bomb blast at a police post in Baghdad, officials say. A suicide bomber rammed a fuel truck into a checkpoint near the Green Zone, the heavily fortified government and diplomatic compound. So every few days, another bombing at that area. The explosion shook the city and turned the immediate area into an inferno, says BBC correspondent Jim Muir in Baghdad. 8 policemen were said to have died in the attack near a special Iraqi forces command post. And Mr. Hadiri is the most senior Iraqi official to be assassinated in Baghdad since the head of the governing council was killed by a suicide bomb May of last year. At least one of his bodyguards was also killed in the attack in the Hurriyanga district of West Bank of the Tigris River. Iraqi insurgents have repeatedly targeted government officials around the country. Mr. Hadri escaped assassination in a roadside bomb attack in September. In Thailand, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell expressed regret at Tuesday's assassination, but said Iraq's elections will go ahead. The most recent attacks come a day after. At least 20 people were killed across the country. There were at least 2 suicide car bomb attacks on Baghdad Monday. 3 Britons and an American were among those killed. Another suicide car bomb targeted the offices of interim Prime Minister Alawi, killing another 4 people. Now, let me just stop right here. I am not on the side of the Iraqi insurgents. I'm not on the side of the globalists that happen to own our military. I coldly look at the historical facts. Let me just try to crystallize this and say it quickly and simply, which I'm not very good at doing. There's so many pieces of data and evidence. I'll say it again. The globalists who run our government publicly put Saddam in power in 79. He was trained in 49 as a CIA assassin in Egypt. He traveled to the U.S. He was given basically James Bond training, OSS training, that had then turned into the Central Intelligence Agency in 47. He murdered, he bombed, he machine gunned, he tortured. They got him in as the head of Iraq's security chief or their basic CIA director, in 68? They helped have a coup d'etat in 79. They told him to invade Iran, funded him over $12 billion. That's just the public funding. Gave him nerve gas. CIA trained him how to spray with the helicopters. His people. Our government trained tens of thousands of Republican Guard at our bases in torture and in bombing and in espionage, just everything. And then they told him, He said, I want to invade Kuwait. They've been stealing my oil. And April Gillespie, it's on video, said, hey, we're your ally. We're not allies with them. Go ahead. We're not going to get involved in that. And she smiled. He said, are you sure? This is on video. And she said, yes, sir. He said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Always work for you, and I'm going to do a darn good job for you. And so the evil creature, which is not, he's nothing compared to Gaddafi and the rest of them in that area, who Gaddafi's now our buddy, though, of course. He's nothing compared to the criminals that run Egypt, the criminals that run many other areas, the criminals that run Pakistan, handing out the nukes like they're hotcakes or something to North Korea and others. So that's what happened. And then there's been 1.5 million people. That was from 90 to the beginning of the sanctions to 2000. I haven't looked at the numbers in years. Conservatively in 97, they said 700,000 dead children. Madeleine Albright said, yeah, that's right. It's a good price to pay. And so then we go in there again, blow the place to bits, DU it with over 1,000 tons of depleted uranium, pay off the Republican Guard before the war even starts to stand down, go in. Within a month, they've hired all those top generals, put them back into control. The Shiites, who've been encouraged to have an uprising in 91, freak out and go, wait a minute, you're shutting down our mosque and our newspapers, and we were pro-America, and now you're putting the Baptists back in. We're going to fight back. And then you've got some of the Arab fighters from other areas coming in. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the CIA's own reports, Defense Intelligence Agency reports, they're all telling the White House, we told you you couldn't win this with less than 400,000 troops day one. You had just 3 days to get the power back on and food flowing. You could have done that, but you didn't. Rumsfeld and his ivory tower power trip thought that he could just go in there with a couple hundred thousand troops, really only about 40,000 of those combat, the rest support, and do this. The country's totally broken down. Despite what the neocons tell you on the radio, it is a hellhole, worse than it's ever been. Mass starvation, mass disease. One of the first things our government did when they put the new puppet government in was tell the government no more reporting on deaths from cholera or dysentery or cancer or heart attacks. They just don't collect data anymore. No more statistics, because they don't want you to know all this. But a lot of different groups, respected groups, have been over there. I mean, it's Baghdad's got power 4 or 5 hours a day. The water's completely putrid. Even the water Halliburton brings in is just full of garbage. The troops are all getting sick from it. They're breathing depleted uranium. The Iraqi people are dying en masse. If one sniper shoots at our troops, they go and burn and bulldoze entire farms, entire villages. Women go sit in the dust with their children and say, I wait to die. They arrest all the men in many of the villages, take them to camps for torture. Of the 32 camps that we know of in the country, some camps have over 40,000 people in them. It is just a giant concentration camp. And a lot of military officers have gone public, and some of them have been arrested or being court-martialed over it. They're going, look, the people that weren't against us are now hate our guts, and this never works in history, and this is going to be much worse than Vietnam. And so the neocons howl, and I hear them every day. I listen to a lot of talk radios when I'm out driving around doing errands, and I hear them. It's just kill them all. They're subhuman. Nuke them. Just burn, destroy the whole country. This is a country our government put a dictator over. This is a country where our government told them to invade these people. And now it's our responsibility. We're there. And they talk about an election of the 324 people on the governing council appointed over a year ago. Most of them are former Saddamists, Baathists. About two-thirds are Baathists. The rest are other people they've imported in from Iran or Egypt or Jordan, all with horrible records. And no one, this is official, now 20-something days of the election, no one is running against the candidates. No one's even running. A few people announced and they got machine gunned or bombed. I mean, that's freedom. Oh, we're having an election, but if you run for it, we'll kill you. if you're not our candidate. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Straight to your calls. Let's talk to Christy in Missouri. Christy, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I was wondering if you, I haven't been able to listen to you on a regular basis. I didn't know if you might have covered the American Community Survey. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I talked about that back in 2000. That's the yearly census that we're all going to be getting.
Yes. I hadn't really heard anything about it, and I was just curious because it says that, you know, by law we have to respond to all the questions, apparently.
Yeah, there's a federal injunction on that. It's totally unconstitutional.
That's what I was wondering. I noticed on the front page of it, I received one of them, and on the front page they want you to put your name and phone number and all that kind of stuff, and the number of people at your household, then, you know, it's like on the front page. And then it seems like, to me, that's probably by law, that's all you have to answer. You know, and then when you get into the meat of it, then they ask you all these weird questions.
They ask, how many toilets do you have? What flush are they? How many cars do you have? How much money do you have in the bank?
Right.
Do you have a renter that lives with you? Do they pay cash? Where did they last live? I was one of the people unfortunate enough to, one out of six domiciles got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am saying I'm going to speed through the calls, but this question is so important that it'll take a few minutes to go over. You want me to try to detail what's going on here?
Please, because I have no intention of filling this out. But
okay. Well, let me just tell you in a nutshell, okay, as quickly as possible. The census comes from the time of Moses, or numbering the people. We have it in America because, according to how many people live in a state, that's how many members of the House of Representatives we get, or congressional apportionment. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably know that, but I'm just, for people that don't.
Right.
By law, all you have to answer is not your name, not your race, not whether you believe in the Easter Bunny, not if you own any firearms. All you have to say is two people are domiciled here. One person, five people. That's all you've got to say. Now, a federal judge in Houston put an injunction on them in 2000 because they were threatening to arrest people. They thought they were cops. They were going in with their little plastic name badges. There were a lot of really bad things that happened. We covered it. I had a zit-faced 18-year-old who literally parked in the middle of the street, knocked on my door, and said, "You haven't filled this out." And I said, "I don't have to. I'm going to." And he said, "Well, you're going to get arrested." And I said, "Listen, if you threaten me with false arrest, punk, I'm going to have you sued." And I went, closed the door. He knocked again. I went and got my video camera, stuck it in his face. That was actually the third time he came. And again, you have something called the Fifth Amendment. If the police pull you over and there is a dead woman in the back of your trunk, you have blood splattered all over you and her hair under your fingernails, you're a scumbag. Still, you have the Fifth Amendment. You do not have to answer questions. Now it's real simple. Now, you haven't been charged. You haven't committed a crime. And every household in the country got this 7-question survey. 1 in 6 got this 54-question survey, and 1 out of 12 got some 200-and-something question sucker. There was some 400-page sucker I've got a copy of in a file that they sent some businesses, and they would, look, number one, it's indentured servitude. You don't have to just answer all their questions and sit here and incriminate yourself, and it's a snooping expedition. I read the federal plan to make it a yearly thing. And basically, it'll get down to the point where we fill out our monthly report about ourselves and our families. I mean, this is out-Sovietizing the Soviets. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Now, that's what's going on with this. And it's totally un-American, like everything else. Like arresting Christians for praying on the street corner, calling it a hate crime. That's mainstream news. Like forced psychological testing and drugging, passed. Or National ID card passed, or Patriot Act 1 and 2. All this stuff, okay? Or cameras that scan your license plate in your face, and transponders, and doubling the tolls if you don't take a transponder. People are finally starting to figure it out. And I use the analogy on ManCal, the number one show in Chicago this morning, that this whole control grid is bolting us down, chaining us down. The vampires of the New World Order, and I use that figuratively for the New York Times, as I believe in vampires. Use that as an analogy. They're strapping us down so they can feed on us at their leisure. That's all this. That's what police state is. Not to keep you safe. You know, it's like Ted Bundy. He put the woman in handcuffs and tie her down before he started biting chunks out of her. So, just, you think stuff's bad now? You let them tie this country down, folks, they're going to drain us. Laughing at us while they do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
When the levee breaks, I have no place to stay. Going down. The New World Order is going down, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny always implodes of its own weight. But the point I was trying to make about tyranny is that when governments systematically erect systems of citizen informants and spy systems and tattletale squads and citizen ID cards and tracking numbers, it is always abused. It always results in horrible tyranny and despotism and serfdom and slavery for the people. I mean, let's say our government was run by wonderful little angels. Perfect little creatures. Still, they've built a command and control mechanism the likes of which Hitler couldn't even dream of. And now, we sit here looking at this system being set up and being expanded. And no matter how many rationales there are, how many excuses, or how many public service announcements there are that tug at our heartstrings telling us how good all this is, it is so the elite are not threatened by the public. It is so they can carry out their plans to consolidate the wealth and lower our standard of living and take our freedoms without us being able to resist. Now, that's from the Pentagon's own webpage. They talk about these smart urban warfare zones and face scanning cameras for Iraq and ID cards to track and control the public, and they brag like we've done in America. In fact, the grand poobahs, the think tank masters, the eggheads that are contracted to come up with all this, when they're communicating with each other in their scholarly papers, they like to brag and like to show the ideas they've developed and what they've implemented, and it's all public. But it might as well be an enigma for the general public who doesn't read Rand Corporation documents, that doesn't stay up until 2 a.m. like I did last night and get up at 7 a.m. this morning, reading government documents. It's painful to see America being turned into this. We're about to go to Daryl in France and David in Texas and Megan in Pennsylvania and Ryan in Ohio and others here momentarily. I just want to encourage all of you to not procrastinate, and for as long as this special's going, the holiday special that I've extended a few more days, I'm so busy I still haven't told my webmaster to take the specials down and put a few new specials up, but I don't think they'll be good specials, but they won't be these specials. Folks, I've got deals for some of my best DVDs, some of my best videos are $5.95 a piece. Like American Dictators and 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. $5.95. You buy one for $19.95. American Dictators, the next is $5.95, as many copies as you want. After I pay my employees and stuff, I actually calculated this a few weeks ago, I make about 95 cents on that. It isn't about the money, folks. My thrill, what I'm into is waking people up. And I know when you get the films, you'll become more informed, more on the cutting edge of what's happening, and then you'll be able to give it to others and wake them up and inform them. You need to get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State 2000, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. And I'm not going to sit here and hype these videos and books, but frankly, a lot of people say they're the best out there because we give you the wide spectrum view of what's going on and tie it together, and it's all documented. It's all public domain, but it reads like an Outer Limits episode. You need to have the films. Go to Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. You get hard copies of any of the books or videos or books on tape or T-shirts or bumper stickers. We're selling bumper stickers at cost. They're actually free. You just got to pay for shipping. Infowars.com bumper stickers. Just take action and know that everybody else is taking action and that it has a great effect. If you weren't out there taking action, things would be much worse right now. Get my videos. Make copies of them. Go to Infowars.com, look at all the different specials, watch video clips of the films, and then order them. Or call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all of my films, my weekly TV reports, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, our best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Go try it out. Get a monthly subscription. All right, let's go to the calls quickly. Daryl in France. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for fighting the good fight, huh?
Good. What are you doing over in France?
Well, I live here. I'm married to a wonderful French woman.
Ah, married one of them beautiful Frenchies.
Well, she's quite a gal, and she's loving and caring. And I wanted the listeners to understand something. You know, there's a lot of things that have already been implemented here that are on their way over there. You know, the cameras have been on the streets here for 10 years, and the national ID card has been part of their way of doing business for as long as I've been here. And
and they have an 87% tax rate.
Well, no. 54%. We have a 33 in America. They're 54 here.
Listen, you live there. But
I'm a finance professor, Alex.
Well, no, I believe you. Well, but when you add all the taxes together, isn't it 87%?
No. No, it's not.
So the French media, when I read newspaper articles about
it's actually 54%.
Who's the woman that they pick every year or like every decade to be the symbol of France?
The Marianne.
Well, yeah, she left the country a year ago and said it because it was 87%.
Right, her name is Letitia Caster. Exactly.
Did she leave the country?
Well, she actually moved to Britain, which has only a 44% tax rate.
Yeah, I know, but she said she was going there because France had. She said she was paying 87%.
That's not true. But she might have been, but I don't know what.
Yeah, maybe it's the tax. Well, you're a finance. I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm not. I actually retired some years ago. I'm a disabled vet, Alex, and my health is starting to deteriorate because.
Well,
of
you know
my
what? I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Go ahead.
Well, I ended up being sick in the military, and I've had to give up my ability to work. But I wanted your listeners to know that I've been in touch with John Stadtmiller for a while, and I'm going to be doing a Saturday show to add my voice to the chorus. And that show is going to be basically trying to help the public understand what's coming. And a lot of the stuff that's happening here in Europe is going to be exported over to America. And if you take a look at the European Constitution, this is a document for tyranny.
Well, you have the 15 members, 10 really with power, and they have veto power over the sovereign countries, and there's no free speech, no nothing. Yes, tell folks about it.
Well, actually, the way they work things here is, I mean, they've got so many regulations on the books here because they don't have the Bill of Rights like we do. And basically, there's such a litany of laws here that you can virtually be arrested for anything because they've got a law against everything. And
well, I'm sure you know that BBC reporters, ministers have been arrested for criticizing the EU. I mean, I've got the articles.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, except
I hope people understand what we just said. They're arresting people for criticizing the government.
Well, they do. And, in fact, over here where I'm at, they've got the civil law system. And in Britain, they've got the common law. But the civil law in Italy and Spain and France and Germany is basically a law of different statutes.
And you're guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly right.
It's Napoleonic.
There are so many statutes. Right. It's Napoleon who put all this stuff into
yeah.
And there are so many statutes that they're virtually, and there's a law against everything. And so if you step out of line, they'll find something to get you on. Now, in America, we still think, and wrongly in many cases, that we have some rights left. And I'm going to try to explain to people that they're quickly moving toward this system here. They've got this place locked up.
Well, yeah, I mean, Europe and the U.S. act like they're fighting, but we're all owned by the same 12 or 13 families, literally, and
exactly.
it's a unified system. Some of the programs even have the same name. Hey, good to hear from you, sir.
Well, I'll be on between 11 and 1 on Saturday.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Daryl, wonderful. Let's talk to David in Texas. David, go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, sir.
You bet.
Listen, I wanted to let you know that there's some stuff coming up in the 109th Congress, which is starting today.
A lot of wonderful stuff.
Yes, and one thing that I'm going to concentrate on is this House and Senate Ethics Committee that they're wanting to reduce the amount of rules that they have. And the main proponent of this that
yes,
seems to have been the driving force.
Make more rules for us, but then exempt themselves from the rules.
Exactly.
It's all part of that's freedom, sir.
Well,
you have a government that doesn't follow the rules, but you have to. That's called freedom. It was once called tyranny, but in this age of forced psychological testing and drugging being called new freedom, why then this new thing is even a greater freedom.
Yeah, I know you like to concentrate on things like that. This Tom DeLay, our representative from Texas, he seems to be the one that has been driving this.
Yeah, and they're claiming that they're saying a Texas grand jury may indict him and bunch of stuff
well,
going on.
They're trying to get rules against the Attorney General here in Texas so that these ethics committees can not go for these laws that the Senate and the House are passing. And I believe it's totally unethical that they're wanting
well,
to
I think
do
it's
that.
Ethical for the Congress to exempt themselves from racketeering and bribery and stuff. That's good, sir.
Well, I know you're kidding. I know you're kidding, Alex. This is ridiculous, and this is one thing that
I want to concentrate. It's freedom.
Well, I hate it. I hate it, and I think you do too. But the point I want to make is that this, you know, this is starting in this next 109th Congress, which is starting today, and I think we should all be aware of it. And everyone, please pay attention.
No, I'm glad you brought this up. In fact, I was going to cover that later.
Well, thanks for your show, Alex. I'm going to hang up now. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, David. No, I am upset about it, and it's terrible. You know, Congress has their own pension funds, and Congress doesn't pay Social Security. And they had a big Washington Post article where, 25%? Oh, it was higher. It was like 30-some percent of senators don't even pay income tax. It's just rampant lawlessness, folks. And there's $1.2 trillion, as of a couple years ago, missing from the Pentagon. $1.2 trillion! Just type trillions missing from Pentagon, and it's just mass looting. I mean, you wonder, why are they taking our freedoms? Why are things getting so bad? Because, folks, it's just rampant criminality. Just totally and completely rampant. And then here's just two small examples, things you all heard about. Houston Chronicle last Friday was also in the Casper Star Tribune. And he's probably going to be your new Chief Justice, Clarence Thomas. Was flown on a private jet by a company that he was hearing a case over that he, of course, ruled for. This was last year. Weeks before it, he was flown on a private Gulfstream jet, all expenses paid at the Bohemian Grove, which is $10,000 just to go to the summer encampment. Your dues are like, $20,000 a year on top of that. So his dues paid, everything taken care of, the most luxury, it's so luxurious, they bring in top male porn stars. That's the New York Post. I mean, it's that luxurious, ladies and gentlemen. It's very luxurious for the Christian conservative leaders, but again, side issue, flown there. And remember, two different duck hunting trips on Air Force Two for Anthony Scalia, 3 weeks before he was to hear the case about Dick Cheney not releasing his Energy Commission documents, or witnesses have gone public. He was up there like Hitler with big maps of the oil fields going, this will be mine, this will be yours. Oil company execs and their promising campaign contributions for certain areas of oil. Folks, again, imagine John Gotti. You know, the Teflon Don, a low-level crime boss in New York. Low-level compared to the real mafia, the WASP mob, the Jewish mob, you know, all these real mobs that are out there. You never hear about because they're so big. Just organized crime is all it is. And imagine if John Gotti would have been flying the judge off for duck hunting trips. It's totally criminal on the face of it. Articles were written about it. I mean, it was like 5 or 6 different federal laws that were like 20 years in prison apiece. But they just laugh at you. What you gonna do, Mac? What you gonna do? Let's go ahead and talk to Megan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, good to talk to you.
Good, good to talk to you, too. I was doing a little Google search yesterday. I didn't know if you were aware this might be good for Arnold Exposed, a couple things about it. Did you know that he spent time in prison?
I knew he was in the brig for a little while.
Yeah, because he went AWOL from the Army in order to be able to be in a bodybuilding contest.
Well, you've got to be an AWOL or a draft dodger to be president. I think that's a plush.
Isn't that
horrible? He also says he wants to be a dictator, like Clinton and Bush publicly said, and that's another. You've got to say that now.
Right. Well,
these are actually prerequisites, ma'am.
Absolutely. And, you know, Paul might want to watch because I got this off of a biography channel website that's actually from the UK, and they're going to air his biography like 3 times this month coming up.
But it makes excuses for it.
Exactly.
I've already read the synopsis of the biography.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer, and I thought it was scary, though, that even in the UK they're mentioning that, yeah, you know, he's got these aspirations to be the president of the United States.
The Kennedy biographer in an authorized biography of Schwartzy, of Arnie, it just came out. The book's going to have his, quote, plan to become president. I mean, it's official.
Well, I just wanted to know if you...
But I mean, they use the same tactic, though.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it's like Patriot Act 2 is introduced for months, and they go, it doesn't exist. It's like, I want to be president, but I don't want to. And if you resist it, it doesn't exist, and you're crazy.
And it's like using the tsunami, the influx of all the tsunami information and just overwhelming us with that to ignore some of the things that are going to be voted upon, like Senator Conyers is trying to get people in the Senate to vote with him to negate the results in the Electoral College from Ohio, and that vote is, I believe it's tomorrow that they're supposed
to vote.
Yeah,
but that's not newsworthy.
No, of course not.
But Kerry's evil. Well, yeah, and Kerry's not contesting it because it was staged.
See, right, because
they couldn't just stage the election. They had to have the candidate stage it, too. That's
exactly.
The point.
Yep.
People go, well, I'm a Republican, so I don't care if they stole it. Folks, stealing an election is stealing an election.
Right.
Very salient points, my dear. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Megan. We'll talk to Ryan in Ohio and many, many others. And then we've got Chris Milligan, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, the updated new version of it, an incredible book. That is coming up in the second hour. That's only about 9 minutes away. Next segment coming up. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Delving deep into Skull and Bones and Fleshing Out Skull and Bones with Chris Milligan next hour. Ryan, Chris, Don, and others, let's go to your calls. Ryan in Ohio, welcome.
Hey, thank you, sir, for having me on.
You're about to have a big urban warfare drill there in Toledo.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, everything's going on.
It's all part of freedom, sir. Troops marching around aiming machine guns at you, but go ahead.
My thing is, I'm having trouble finding the articles on you know, the federal law that passed that we don't get our checks back anymore from the banks?
Well, just wait. I mean, you now get the digital scan many checks back, and that law did go into effect. I don't know. They passed it a while back, but it's now in effect.
I was hoping you could I'll hang up and listen, and I'm going to tape it so I can send this to somebody. The positives and the negatives of this, and is there an ulterior motive?
No, there's nothing positive about it.
Then could you, like, tell me all the negatives about it?
Oh, man. There's 50 negatives.
All right, well. Number one,
that's your property. You paid for those checks.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Number two, it's easy to falsify digital checks. They're small little, I don't know, like 10 checks, 8 checks per page, and they come back to you, and they don't legally hold up in court properly, and the banks just went to the government and said, pass a law so we can save billions of dollars where we don't have to give people service, and pass a law where other banks aren't allowed to give people their checks back. So now it's like, I guess, pass a law that, you know...
So I can have something that's mine.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of problems, but it's all about going to the cashless society, which is very dangerous.
What's the number on that? That's the state document or the law?
I don't have the bill in front of me.
Is there like a website I can go to?
You know, I've covered it on air 5-6 months ago, and I just can't place it.
Well, if it comes to your head, scream it out. I'll be listening.
But everybody knows about it. I mean, it's a law they passed. It was in the news.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you typed in a search engine? Just type in new law digitizes checks, or you won't get copies of your checks, something like that.
Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, it should pop up. Thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
You bet. Good to hear from you. It's a good question. I'm just trying to get to all the callers, and for some reason I can remember certain things perfectly, and other times I don't have a photographic memory. I have a really good memory. Elephant-like, but I got too much going on in my head these days to remember that. Chris in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I had a couple of questions here for you. With China doing deals with Canada about taking about a third of the oil that they export to us, and
yes,
also doing deals with Chavez in Venezuela.
Yes.
And I think they export about, 80% of their oil to us. How do you think that's going to affect the globalists trying to pass the FTAA here in North, Central, and South America?
The globalists basically own China's industrial capacity. They get UN awards. They're the model. This is all going to be allowed to happen. It's all part of the deindustrialization. Our oil has always been discounted because of our military force and the dollar being strong. Now with the dollar eroding upwards of 50% in value the last 2.5 years, that's another reason for oil prices up by 80%.
Yeah, I was just really wondering, you know, with China and coming in here, and that's almost like a vice. Now, they've got...
it's always us against China.
Yeah.
China's owned by the people that own America.
Yeah, well, you're right. They pretty much own everything, and they're
the globalists love China. 1,350,000,000 slaves following orders, national ID cards, no freedom. They're going to replace the globalists have said it. They're going to be the world superpower.
Do you think maybe the FTAA is just a ruse then?
Well, no, it's like the EU. I mean, America's going into the Pan American Union. There's the European Union, the Asian Union, and then it publicly merges around 2020. This is public into the world government. You're going to have the world Phoenix currency.
Oh.
But by the way, that's admitted. That's always been the plan. But it's an interesting point you raised. Anything else?
Nope, that'll be it.
Thank you. Second hour coming up.